Welcome to The Clickdown. I'm your host, Steve Beals, and today we're going to dive into the world of Citrix and app packaging. I'm lucky enough to be joined again today by Yashu Arora to discuss this exciting space. Yashu, welcome back to The Clickdown.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's always so exciting to start my Friday with a podcast with
Thanks
yourself.
Thanks so much. So I'm going to dive right in. So, you know, app packaging is really one of these technology areas where I personally haven't spent much time. So before we dive into anything that Citrix has done recently in the space, can you kind of give us just a quick app packaging 101?
Yep, sure, Steve. So, like yourself, we have very few customers as well who are using app packaging at the moment. People must be aware of AppV, which was traditionally Microsoft's signature app packaging format. App packaging in itself can be viewed as another way of delivering application to end user, pretty much like an MSI or EXE. Now, what an app package is we bind the required files or components into a single package, and then we stream the package or download the package onto the end user's device. So customers might know, AppV is going end of life in 2026. So the purpose of this podcast today is to talk about MSIX, which is supposed to be the descendant or the alternative for AppV that Microsoft has developed, and also app attached disks and other packaging formats that we are supporting within the Citrix format. We'll speak about the advantages of using these app packaging formats, how you can deliver them to any endpoint that has a Citrix VDA installed on them, and why you may want to pilot this technology and play
awesome.
With it.
Awesome. So I'm curious with our potential and what we're going to do in this space, and hear from you. Kind of curious about this. What type of customers do you see as early adopters of this technology?
So now we would first need to dive into the advantages of app packaging, and then sort of take that into what kind of customers it can help and what kind of customers we are seeing as adopting this early. So the key advantages is that, if you move over to app packaging, it becomes very easy for you to manage application updates, because you have a source, which could be an Azure file share or a UNC path where you're hosting all of these application packages. And basically, you have to only attack that single source to do any kind of updates or do even removals if your licenses have lapsed or because of a certain change in business strategy, you've decided to do away with certain applications. So it's a single place where you can make these updates or edits and control accesses from that single place. So it simplifies your deployment immensely. What it also does is on your endpoints are left completely clean, wherein these packages are not interacting with the OS. And any profiles that you need to clear out, it becomes very easy to clear out those profiles because there's nothing itself installed on the endpoint. It also, in doing so, reduces admin and support costs. You can think of any kind of IT expenses that are involved in image management can be reduced altogether. So let us imagine there is a customer who has 40 different functions, and every function basically needs a different application. What customers did traditionally was they would have 40 different images, and each of those images would be bulky enough to include and install all applications that that particular function might need. Let's say the finance team needs a certain kind of expense management tool. We would install that on the image. And then all 40 of those images would need management or dedicated professionals looking after those images, let alone all of the storage costs that are involved in hosting those images. And now with app packaging, we've seen certain customers come down from 40 images to a single image and use app packages to basically have that distinction across functions, wherein functions can be given access to a certain package, which isn't installed on the image. So a single image is used for all of them, and app packages to do whatever distinction that is required amidst functions. So in terms of customers, we've seen customers in the finance space or internet service providers that are quickly adopting to these, who always wanted like lean images or saw a lot of these functions and want to be able to basically right. outsource their app lifecycle management altogether and also use like the Citrix paradigm to do any kind of security and access controls. Also, there are a third kind of customers which were using third-party tools or third-party consoles to manage application packages. They are also trying to use Citrix so that they can do away with those third-party consoles altogether and use just the Citrix Web Studio to manage the whole host of packages. Because with Citrix Web Studio, not only are you being able to deliver app packages with that same like workflow, but also all other kinds of applications. So basically, it will be your one-stop shop for any kind of application format that you're delivering okay. to your end
awesome. users. So as you were, you know, talking about MSIX and App Attach and things like that, the thing that clicked in my head is app layering as well. Does app layering play in this space? Because obviously that's our product, right? MSIX is a Microsoft product. Like, where does app layering fit into this?
That's a very interesting question. And also it leads me into what we have on our future roadmap. So app layering is Citrix's signature format. At the moment, there are customers who use app layering. They need an entirely different mm-hmm. console, like the app layering console, to manage all of those layers. We've seen a lot of innovation in that space as well. And that is an excellent format in itself, which like may look like app packaging, but it's got its nuances and, you know, advantages and disadvantages. So what we are doing and how we are sort of, we found a synergy with them is that there is a certain kind of application layer, which is called yep. elastic layers. What we want to do is be able to deliver elastic layers with this same format. So we want to expand the Porsche SDK commandlets, or we want to enhance like brokers and VDAs to be able to read those elastic layers. And we want to be able to publish elastic layers from Web Studio itself. So in the present workflow, we can deliver AppV, MSIX, App Attach, and now a fourth format, which will be a surprise nugget that we can cover later. But by the end of this year, we will also be able to deliver elastic awesome. App okay. layers using okay. using Web Studio. For more on Elastic app layers and, you know, app layering in general, Dan yeah. might be a great person.
Absolutely. Like we've done previous podcasts with like Rob Zalowski and Dan on that, but it's one of those things that as you were talking, I was like, that's what popped in my head was app layering, right? So, and I always come up with a surprise question anyway. So it's I like to keep everyone on their toes. So you know, when we think about like the app packaging space and what Citrix is doing, what are the most recent changes that we've come out with?
The most recent changes would be, in the past, we were being able to deliver AppV, MSIX, and App Attach disks to multi-session desktops as seamless applications. What we mean by that is, if we have a multi-session desktop, users will be able to use them as published applications or go to Workspace and launch a certain application package, which could be either of these three formats. Now, we are also being able to deliver these applications to single session or persistent desktops as desktop okay. applications. So for a user, how this would manifest is when they launch their session, they would see it on their start menu. Or like you could find it within the Windows applications. It'll be almost like a natively installed application wherein you can click a shortcut and launch the application in your session. That is the most recent changes. And within the space, now we are trying to enhance this further to improve like session launch times and app performance in general. Also like... in 2308, which is a little, which takes us a little behind, we changed from the double hop scenario to a single mm-hmm. hop scenario, wherein we started seeing improvement in app performance. So apps took longer to load when customers were launching them when we were double hop, and now since we are single hop, the app launches almost instantly when you click on the icon, both in Workspace and on the desktop itself. Okay,
awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a great feature enhancement there. So so when we think about the admin side of things, you know, what should our admins keep in mind when they're starting to use these, you know, and pilot these changes with Citrix functional levels and things of that nature?
All right. So what's most exciting is now it is also available on-prem. So we have these features available both in DAS and on-prem. Only on-prem, they'd have to be on 2311 CR or the LTSR that is coming ahead of us. there are certain prerequisites that admins need to keep in mind to be able to play with this technology, which is admins must keep in mind that we are not in the packaging business. So any packages that they plan to deliver using Citrix or using Web Studio, they'd have to create those packages in a tool outside of the Citrix environment. So they'd have to use the Microsoft App Packaging tool or any third-party tool. We partnered with AppCure recently, which is also able to package like certain applications by completely isolating them. So packages would have to be created outside of the Citrix workflow, and these packages have to have valid certificates. So once like admins create these packages, they can host them onto a source and then use the workflow as is documented in the various like documentation that's available on the Citrix website. But yes, packages would have to be created outside. Admins also need to take care of the minimum functional level of a delivery group that they are delivering these application packages to, details of which are both published in Web Studio and can be learned in our documentation. If they are trying to deliver to Server 2019, they must keep in mind that they would have to have sideloading enabled. And then, you know, it would work just as expected with Server 2019. For using all of these features, they must have 2311 or more recent VDAs. And on the VDA, they should have the Citrix API personalization component enabled, which is something which was true for using app packages in general in the past as well. So I think on a high level, these are the prerequisites that would have to be kept in mind to be able to play with this technology or, you know, use these features that we've developed recently.
Yeah, you mentioned AppCure before, which was new to me. One of my colleagues, Stephen Gallagher, has been, you know, updating me on some of that. And that actually, what they do looks really interesting as well. So I'm excited to, you know, to see how that starts to play out in our space.
Yeah, I mean, we've started to partner with newer vendors. AppCure is one of our newest partners, wherein we are trying to use their console and make it like a single-click experience within their console as well, wherein you can use AppCure to package applications. And they've shown it's very promising. Their console to be able to package applications. We've been able to package DOS applications, you know, games like Doom, and also like process monitor, etc. And then within the AppCure console, you can click a single button to be able to access your Citrix configuration and deliver to a certain source, and then use the Citrix Web Studio to manage accesses on that source. So for us, it's going to be like we want to provide our customers as much choice as is needed to help them, you know, move away from, let's say, AppV because it's going end of life, or use any application packaging format of their choice and use tools that they might be used to and continue to be able to use them with Citrix.
Awesome. The last question on the admin side is, you know, are we able to update like an MSIX or an AppAttach app within Citrix DAS? You know, do users need to close the applications, or can it be updated as they're in it? Like, how would that process work?
So at the moment, we cannot do in-session updates. an admin would be able to update all of the application packages that are available in a certain source. But for the user to get the most updated version, the user would have to restart the application. So that is that, but we can work with users to see if it would be possible at a later stage, or it could be something that we would consider on our roadmap and do discovery for, whether we want to do like in-session mm-hmm. updates or refresh an application while it is in use. There might be security implications right. for that as well, but it's something we are open to okay. exploring.
Awesome. And, you know, last question I really had was really around, you know, other app packaging formats, so MSIX, AppAttach. You already mentioned AppCure. Are there any other formats that are available or that are going to be coming down the road?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we are discussing this on a public forum, but in the future, we'll be supporting Liquidware's FlexApp awesome. Format. So at the moment, it is open for private tech preview in DAS. So if there are customers in DAS who are already exploring Liquidware's FlexApp technology, they can reach out to me and I can toggle it on for their tenant and they can use the very familiar Web Studio to deliver the FlexApp. One prerequisite for that would be they would have to have the FlexApp agent installed on their VDA, but the workflow looks pretty much the same for okay. MSIX, AppAttach, and FlexApp. Now that we've covered that, I'd also want to quickly go through. So within FlexApp, what we've seen as an advantage is it claims to have a higher compatibility. So you can package more number of applications, and there are a lot of other innate advantages which we will possibly, you know, publish a white paper for at a later stage when we're a little more mature with this whole and see more adoption across awesome. Customers.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta tell you, I love when we can drop new information on the podcast. So those are my favorite podcasts. So that's about all the time we have, you know, Yashu, but you know, I want to thank you okay. again for joining me. It's always great having you on. And I'm eager to kind of continue exploring, you know, this field, because it's, like I said, it's relatively something that I haven't jumped into before. I think there's a lot of exciting updates coming and work that we're doing. So, mm-hmm. and you know, anyone interested in learning more about where we play in the space, obviously our product documentation is pretty comprehensive. We do have some tech briefs on MSIX and AppAttach on TechZone. And again, Yash, you mentioned if you're interested in getting into the private tech preview for the Liquidware, let us know, reach out to her. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Until next time, this has been the Clickdown.